You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Talking some soccer at New York Comedy Club.
Oh, and you know what else I just noticed? This microphone smells like comedians have used it.
You know, that means, you know, you're just in the presence of the breath of some legends.
Oh, you know what this smells like? Jokes, dude. That's what this smells like.
Okay. Get me a new mic. I ain't got none of those.
Bro, John Carl Tritt says, adjust your cuck fields. It's time to go. Yeah. What up, Sam Perman? Yo, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We didn't even do the pre-video. We just jump right in.
We're in a different location. We're adapting to the capabilities of every space that we are in,
right? You never know what it's gonna be, bro. We might be at a bodega. We're at a comedy club right now.
Okay,
Christian's childhood bedroom. Oh, we should do one from our childhood bedroom. Is completely ripped apart. We should do one from Newark, and we should do one from Brooklyn, bro, from your old house.
We could. That's not a problem. I'll tell my mom can make us breakfast.
Bro, we gotta do one in Daisy's living room with the plastic on that couch. Bro, you act like we ain't got it. We got it, bro.
We can do it. Look, I'm all for it. If we get enough Patreon, that'll be a Patreon goal. How about that?
Oh, yo. We might have to switch the 200 Patreon goal from us going out to eat to doing this show from Daisy's house, bro. Or maybe we could do it in the living room that's just completely surrounded by roosters. Because they're good luck and it ain't working.
So hello, everybody. Everybody already coming through the chat. Steve Carrillo.
Mom yelling from the other room. You know, she'd be like, get a comer algo.
Thomas just said, oh no, Michael Winslow sound effect mic. Michael Winslow's Police Academy. Yeah. I don't want Michael Richards' mic. That's going to be a bad one.
No, that's not a good one.
There's not many jokes said into that one.
that one has been banned from the club. FanXY says, yo, everybody. Hit that like button if you're watching, baby. Come on.
That's right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. This is our Tuesday live show, heavily focused on American soccer.
MLS.
Okay, MLS, NWSL, USL. Okay.
Talking USL.
USL get in there. Maybe even Liga MX will creep in from time to time, which is all good.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about America or the Americas?
Las Americas. Okay.
Oh, don't say that because that's someone else's show.
No, that's Football America. It's a different show.
Yeah. Okay. We're soccer Las Americas, bro.
Okay. It's a whole different thing. Don't come after us.
Anyway, we're on BSPN, bro.
What you talking about?
You can't sue us. Dude, we sue you for
Okay, so thank you, everybody, for joining us. I know Alexis hates introducing himself, but
you know who we are.
Some people don't know who we are.
That's Christian Polanco. I'm Alexis Guerreros. This is New York Comedy Club, and together we're the Cooligans.
That's it. Okay, see? We got it out the way. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in live. Everybody's coming through in the chat. If you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening, subscribing. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or 5 stars on Spotify if you have not.
Join the Patreon. Everyone else is doing it.
That's right.
Don't be late.
Okay. Join the Patreon, especially because there's a bunch of exclusive content coming out soon. I mentioned it on we do pre-shows before we go live, mm-hmm. and you can have access to those. And also, we have a lot of behind the scenes footage from the documentary that we made in England for the Everton Arsenal match. So you can go check that out. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. Join right now.
Dimension said, who are these guys? Oh my God, we forgot to intro ourselves.
Some people.
One of our best friends might not know who we are. What up, Siri, all the way from Montana?
Let's go.
She's the Montana download on our podcast.
We gotta show love. We have it. Look, it's a huge market.
Joe Whitlock said, was the Ramada Inn conference room booked today? Yo, those receptionists were really mad at us yesterday.
So a lot to discuss today. Obviously, Major League Soccer made its return. It was a big weekend. And look, I think the biggest hurdle right now is adjusting to the fact that there's 28 MLS teams. And
I don't know how there's 28 teams and 48 games. How was that possible?
It's becoming challenging to keep track of your team. You know what
we
I mean?
We should be like, all right, you know how like when you were in school, they'd be like, everybody in a row, say 1-2, 1-2. And they'd be like, all the twos get up, go to that side. All right, y'all play on Mondays and y'all are going to play on Saturdays. We're done.
it can get a bit overwhelming.
Bro, my screen has that thing on ESPN where you could do 4 games at a time. And that's not enough.
No.
This is too much. People would be like, yo, did you see that Colorado Rapids game? And I'm like, no, it was the 17th game. On at the same
are
time.
They in the league?
Ain't talking USL.
It's too
hard. You're banned from BSPN.
Okay, we have standards here. Trish Murphy just said, just told my boss I'm booked on Mondays and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. from now on. Shouts to you, Trish. Okay,
Trish gets it, bro.
Making time for the Cooligans. You love to see it. Dave Montiel said 28 teams, NYCFC will claim them all of them as home. Look, you got to do what you got to do.
Save it for NYC forever. Great podcast if you're an NYCFC
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, yeah, go check out.
Check out Dave Montiel's podcast. I think he's the only person on it, right? Only person, Dave Montiel? He's the only one I'm going to mention.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just a bunch of, it's just 3 other ghosts. I don't know who the other guys
are. Thomas 1906-4 said MLS went full American and supersized, bro. That's right. How many French fries you get in England? 20? Bro, we get 48.
Damn, bro. How many calories are in this MLS, bro? It's a little too much.
It don't fit in my cup holder. That's the problem. I got a European car.
So, where to begin today? I mean, obviously, the return of Major League Soccer is an exciting time for a lot of fans. It's like, you know, for the teams that made it to the MLS Cup final, that's the shortest like turnaround time. So it sort of feels like
that's still like 2.5 months.
No.
You heard Neymar? That's why he wants to play in MLS. He gets a nice three-month break.
What's the break? It's
summer school, baby.
It was December 11th, the final.
Yeah.
And we're in... in February, it's about... Yeah.
Like 2.5 months, like I said.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a long enough break.
What, the math doesn't seem right?
The math ain't mathin'. But definitely for the teams that didn't make it to the playoffs, the offseason is like 6.5 months. You know what I mean? It feels
too long.
It's too long.
It's too long.
So a lot of teams are excited to be back and playing. There were a couple, the big matches, the national ones, especially, NYCFC played LA Galaxy in Carson. Portland played New England. That was another really good game.
Right.
The one I want to at least start with now, just simply reacting to the newest team in MLS, Charlotte FC. They played their first match against away at DC United.
Yeah, and fun fact about new teams entering MLS, Charlotte FC is in MLS before FC Cincinnati, apparently. They're just not here yet. I don't know what's going on.
Charlotte, yeah, I mean, they had like 12 good years in USL, right? So we know so much about them. No, yeah, Charlotte.
By the way, Joe Whitlock said, how is there even an even number of teams, but Nashville is in the Western Conference? It's because ain't nobody live on the West Coast, bro.
There's a lot of just middle ground. There's just not many people.
Space, bro. Yeah, y'all need Desert FC if you want to get this popping.
Yo, Phoenix will be in the league soon. Don't worry about it.
Oh, what? Reno? Get Reno a team, bro. Chicago forgot to play. So, Shakira was like, this is what I signed up for.
No, this ain't happening. But Charlotte, what was your, I don't think you didn't get to watch this game.
I saw the goal that was the first in history for Charlotte. And then poof. And by the way, as soon as they showed the replay, and sometimes I wonder, what are the announcers looking at? Mm-hmm. You ever notice something on a replay and you're like, oh, that's offside. And the announcer 10 seconds later is like, well, we're hearing it might be offside. Were you not looking at the same thing I'm looking at? As soon as it went up, I was like, part of me was like, just, bro, let it go.
Maybe they didn't get the angle quick enough. Also, I don't know if people hear the construction, but
remember the people who were doing construction yesterday? They followed us here to this new space.
Hopefully you don't hear it, but I forgot who scored the goal that was taken back.
Latino dude.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I believe he's Argentinian.
But the maybe they didn't have the angle to make the you know,
we ain't getting anything different than they're getting.
But the main thing, I honestly what I took away from the broadcast team was that Lloyd Sam is now one of the
his first time ever calling a match.
First ever? No,
I believe so, because he said first time ever on his Instagram.
Oh, I don't. Maybe for Charlotte, but I think he's called other games because he did like stuff for like. I think Red Bull 2 or yeah. He's had
also his English accent is mostly gone. Did you notice that?
It's a little strange.
I'm like, is this the Caribbean? Like, yeah. It's just kind of there.
But he used to play for DC United. He's obviously a big fan.
He played for Red Bull for a long time, right, alongside Thierry Henry.
It was interesting seeing that first game, and then he can't like be too happy for DC United, but has to be somewhat impartial. You know what I mean?
Like the announcers, and tell me if I'm wrong. There's two things, right? So I've heard from people in Europe that they don't like MLS announcers because they explain what's happening too much.
Right.
And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, the majority of people in our country.
We need our hand held.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. I mean, look, the people watching the game know what's happening. But in case this clip makes its way to the other SPN, the ESPN, that secondary channel to our BSPN. Actually, we should have been CSPN, bro.
Okay.
Cooligan Sports Production Network. What is it?
No, it's
Entertainment and Sports.
No, excellent. Oh no.
No.
Isn't it?
It's Entertainment Sports Production Network, something like that.
Oh no. What's ESPN? I thought it was Excellent in Sports.
Whatever ours is, Cooligan Salt Pepper Ketchup Network.
I cannot remember what ESPN was. I swore I know. I'm pretty sure it's Excellence.
It's not Excellence.
I believe it's Excellence.
I'm willing to put $5. Don't look it up yet. $5 that it's not Excellence.
$5, it's Excellence.
Okay. Now look it up. So that's, I guarantee you it's not. Or you know what? Just put it in the chat so he doesn't have to look it up. So I hear this, that people complain that it's over-explaining the sport as things happen, which, you know what? Friend of ours, and I love him to death, but I do hear Stu Holden do that. He does a bit more of a radio call. He's like, and then it goes to this guy, and then it goes to this guy, where if you're watching, you know, soccer in other countries, there it's more of an emotional conversation of what's happening. Okay. Of course, we're binging this, by the way.
Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Let's go.
I thought it was
$5, baby. You buy a lawn chair.
I thought it was Excellence in Sports Performance Nightly. That's what I thought it was.
What?
Yeah. Why did I think that?
What? You made this shit up yourself.
I swear. That's what I thought it was.
Sounds like when your high school sweetheart tries to make an acronym out of your name that's like both of you in love.
Why did I think that? There must have been.
I have no clue why you think that. You are so wrong. Nightly.
That's what I thought it was. I swear.
You don't think.
I swear.
You honestly couldn't think that. That was legitimately with the real, like on the LLC paperwork, they wrote Excellence.
Somebody must have told me that when I was young, and I was like, that's it.
Bro, somebody made some shit up. Remember, I don't know if you've ever seen this on a convertible. There's a little netting that pops up behind, so it's the clawback.
Yeah.
I told my sister it was to catch mosquitoes, until 3 years ago.
You can't.
I'm talking like a full 15 years. This woman lived life thinking this was a mosquito catcher.
You can't just say that to a child. You know what I mean? Like,
my sister's older than me. And we were like in our teens.
Okay. So look, Charlotte.
Joe Whitlock said, Taylor Twellman sounds like he's doing an impression of a human being talking about soccer. What the hell are you talking about? Yo, Joe Whitlock got that good gas he's smoking.
The
Cooligan Sports Pagel Network. Hey, wait, hold on. Cooligan Sports Pagel Nightly.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
So
you're telling me it's not Kitchen Fresh Chicken?
Okay, you guys are blowing my mind. Won't be able to get through this whole show.
Crimson just destroyed me with that one.
So, Charlotte FC, first impression. My first impression from them was I think Joe Lowry had mentioned this as well, but they look like a team that is not fully, they're not set up yet. You know what I mean? Like, they don't.
They're clearly not.
But it's worse. It's worse than just an expansion team.
They're no, I wouldn't agree because we've watched Cincinnati for a few years. They're playing a 5-4-1. I mean, they're just like,
hey, we're just trying, we're just warming up here.
we're having a little bit of a kickabout here. Ain't nobody trying that crazy. Why don't y'all relax?
they look like they. Well, it was the manager, right? Miguel Angel. Ramirez,
we're
right?
Screwed. That guy.
That was the we're screwed guy because they were asking him about the roster, and it was like they didn't have the roster set up. It was like two, three weeks before the season was starting, and he's like, "We're screwed. We don't have
we
don't got the players." So when you hear that, you're like, "Okay, there's clearly something's going to be up." When they start playing, right. And they honestly didn't play that badly.
They didn't look that bad.
But they have Christian Fuchs, so it was cool to see him playing there. He
some great switching the
good passes. But as of right now, they're gonna need a little bit of help, and they got crushed by the referee and VAR, and just a lot of bad breaks in that game. But
yeah, enough where I was like, please let that goal go, that first goal. You know what I mean? Just the emotion that got people in the stands took their shirts off and threw them, and now. They have to go back and find them. You know what I mean? It's a VAR, like, damn.
Sam
shirt back.
Sam Perman don't you mean CL or Clit FC or CLTFC? But you know what I mean. What are you gonna do? It is what it is. That's the branding.
Andrew Johnson said Charlotte first impression and put the clown emoji, bro. They're not holding back. How can they be your rivals?
Cincinnati's they don't have an excuse because
they've tried everything. This point, bro.
How do they lose 5-0 to Austin, bro? I mean, Austin is.
They have players now.
They have a couple decent guys.
They went out and brought back MLS players to play in MLS, but they ain't playing in MLS, bro.
it's baffling. I mean, to lose. I mean, you don't expect Cincy to win necessarily, but to lose 5-0 to Austin, I believe the worst team in the Western Conference.
Yeah, another expansion team, basically.
Yeah, that can't happen.
A newer expansion team. So, you know, Charlotte, circle the date that you go to Cincinnati, baby, your first win. You're not screwed then. 3-0, and everybody's like, better than we expected.
I mean, the bar is being set pretty low for for Cincinnati, and the fact that they can't even reach that is a shame. I mean, it's everything is going right as far as like the marketing, the stadium,
right?
And it's like just win, just try a little bit more.
Don't
like,
you want your fans to be happy?
They've given so much.
Man, I suggest a 5-4-1 formation.
Okay, at least you only lose by 3 and not 5.
You know what? Better already. Your goal differential. Week 2 is of -5.
We're seeing some progress. And then,
Oh, look at this. Crimson Pizza said, now that this show is live on YouTube, maybe I'll go to my first MLS match in person. I live like 15 minutes from San Jose Stadium. The hell is taking you so long, Crimson?
Are you serious? Crimson, get out of here.
You can hear the damn goals going in. And it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah,
It's not Avaya anymore. What is it now?
PayPal Park. Yeah, I love it. Just the
triple P. They're pushing P.
They're pushing so much
multiple
P.
Multiple P's, bro. Charlotte fans are acting like they are winning. Dude, I felt so bad. Because I knew that goal was offside, and they got smoke bombs and twirling. I was like, "Bro, this sucks."
It's a bummer, but look, they have their home opener coming up this weekend, and they're expecting 75,000 people, which will be the most at any MLS match ever.
Which would be wild.
Beating Atlanta United's record, I believe, of 67,000. So this is
Atlanta United
72.
Yeah. They had 72 at MLS Cup, and I think it was like 74 at MLS All Star, but that doesn't count.
Okay, so this would be pretty incredible.
Huge.
For Charlotte. We were in Charlotte when Arsenal was there against Fiorentina, and everybody was talking about, this was before the MLS team was announced, right. But everybody was like working hard to try to get a team there.
So that's 75,000 people in a stadium. And none of them dressed in blue are going to score a goal. Isn't that crazy?
Who do they play, though? Ooh, that's it. I don't remember who they... Oh, Galaxy. They play the LA Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Boy.
So let's talk about LA Galaxy. They played against NYCFC.
Let's talk about Chicharito.
They won 1-0. after a 90th minute goal by Chicharito, which is, I mean, that's what he does.
I was watching the game, and I was like, all right, this is going to be one of those where you walk away 0-0, first match of the season, shake a couple hands, and why is no one defending Chicharito? What's happening? Two people sliding past him. No, please don't. Well, and then you knew what was going to happen.
Right? I would say if NYCFC didn't play their Champions League game on earlier in the week, I think they do a lot better
in
this game.
I also think they win because what I've seen from NYCFC as far as the style of play is, and they just look so much better with Keaton Parks in the game, but from what I've seen from their style of play is they're set up to score goals. Sure. And they're going to be a problem this year. But man, LA Galaxy was just, it was an incredibly back and forth game. It seemed like no one wanted to score more than there was like great defending.
Well, and that was the big surprise. It's the two defenders. They have two new defenders, LA Galaxy.
Oh, you're talking about,
I don't know. I'll get their names, but they were like, I'm like, this ain't the Galaxy I'm used to seeing. What is all this about?
Guys, Matador. What are you doing?
No.
Goals go through.
No, we need to be leaking goals like usual. Who was in the lineup? It was let's get these guys' names.
Should we have
Koulibaly? So this guy
Koulibaly was good.
And
Dupuy?
yeah, so them
boop.
Two.
Boop. That's his name.
They were great. Both of them were really, really good. And Koulibaly was,
they were incredible.
He's a big dude. Yeah, it was just like, who was it? Talis Magno, everybody was, Atati also had a tough time getting around this dude.
Yeah. But I do think it would have been better. It would have been easier to beat them had they gotten the red card they deserved.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what minute this is, but Julian Araujo just literally like, it wasn't, there was no attempt or anything. He just put his hands around Maxime Cheneau.
Oh, Christina said they aren't new. Oh, I thought I didn't recognize them. I don't watch too many LA Galaxy games, but I guess they're not new defenders.
Koulibaly was there last season?
Was he there last season?
He wasn't doing all this last season.
this is a new Koulibaly, apparently.
So he just straight up put his hands over my dude's face and just kind of fell backwards with him. And
He was like, yo, you need to put a mask on. Yeah. And he put his hand over his face. Okay.
With the Molly Perkins mask on.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. You're safe.
No, don't fight it. I watched that and I'm like, what is it that it would take for VAR to recognize that? Does it have to be something where the official calls that out? This is where we need an American announcer to explain this.
Okay, Taylor Twellman, where are you?
Oh, where are you? Put on your human mask and get over here and explain this.
So, it really didn't. Look, was it the most violent of conduct that I've ever seen? No.
But it was. What's the word I'm looking for? Not on purpose. It was deliberate.
Yeah. And it
was like a training ground then, because if you look at the bottom of the screen, I think Chicharito's doing the same thing.
Well,
is this what you're learning in the Mexican national team?
What is this Greg Vanney's fault? What is he doing?
Tata Martino tactics.
But there is some precedent here because he did something similar to, remember when Kaká did this to Aurelien Collin. Remember? Kaká. Oh, okay. All right. Everything's good. I thought there was a delay. Remember when Kaká went up to Aurelien Collin and went up behind him and did like a face grab? Was, but it was like jokingly.
No, that was like straight up. And that's with like the officials and stuff were there. That wasn't during
right.
A set piece or open play.
But even still, I would say Julian Araujo's action was probably a little bit worse than what Kaká did. Like Kaká was clearly being playful.
No, that was like joking. Like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I did this? Oh, it's not like he was almost saying like it's not like I did this. Julian Araujo was like, no, I'm doing it.
You look and when you see it in slow motion, it's not like wildly violent, but it's like he does kind of go up around them over his face and put his hands to the face.
Right. It was not.
It's a 5-yard penalty in the NFL at the very least.
It's definitely excessive. What is the reason this didn't get looked at?
No idea. I've not heard an explanation as to why I didn't get looked at.
There has to be, like, we get these, like,
emails. Oh, yeah, right. From the referee, like, report afterwards. Yeah.
But we get them sometimes where, like, disciplinary action has been taken on this person for, you know, simulation, blah, blah, blah. We're not getting any of that.
I did not see that.
I didn't get any.
I could check my email. I have, you know, the MLS.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to see.
Do you not unread any of your emails?
No, because I filter them, and so they're not in my inbox. But these are all the MLS emails, so they're not in my inbox.
But still, you just leave them unread?
I mean, they're not important. I don't need to see them. Some are important and some are not. Don't be a weirdo. I don't know what you're being weird about. My inbox is clean. I have no notifications or whatever.
This is wild.
I keep them organized.
You know, like when you look at Gmail and like it's like grayed and you're like, but then they're like bold and white background. You're like, I forgot to get to this email. That's his whole screen.
There's too many of those emails. I can't look through all these MLS PR emails. That's ridiculous.
It happened after the foul, so it didn't happen. No. This happened as the
ball's in flight.
As the set piece starts. Those dude wipes coming in handy. Oh, you're talking about the bloody nose. No, that came up after.
Yeah. That was in another play. Another set piece. But Maxime Cheneau did post on Twitter that he has a fracture in his nose because of that. So he was like, you know, MLS needs to protect the players. But he did get an elbow to the face on a set piece.
Right. He's like, MLS needs to protect the players, and particularly me.
When I say players, I mean me. I mean,
I'm sorry. I need to protect a player because I can't be much of one now with this busted up ass nose. And he was bleeding profusely.
Yes.
He had these like two like rockets in his nose. Like it was like stretching his nose. It looked super painful. I don't know how you play breathing in your own blood, but shouts to you.
He's just built different. Okay? Yeah.
Trish Murphy, which we know you're top of my voice or top of voice, by the way, of course, thanks again for the amazing coffee. Trish Murphy said, Christian's inbox is giving Alexis anxiety 100%. Dude, I feel like I'm late for something. I feel like I forgot to
there's not much that doesn't give Alexis anxiety. So
Thomas said, stern warning that an LA team must qualify for the playoffs this year. Yeah, dude, MLS. Don Garber picked up the phone. He's like, come on.
Well, I can't believe David Stern is still involved in sports.
Right? check the draft envelopes. I think one of them is one.
He's passed away. Jesus. Okay. So
FanXY said unread emails. What do we do? The little red dot on my iPhone. It drives me crazy. Christian, living life with no fear. Who
I also
cares?
Don't have a wild inbox like that.
No, because he's such a computer nerd that filters his inbox.
My inbox is clear.
Yeah, but then there's unread emails just sitting everywhere.
You're gonna look through these MLS communications emails.
You know what I do? I just swipe. I swipe with my thumb, and they go.
What a waste! Waste of time. Look at you. That's what you call productivity. Do something with your life, Alexis.
By the way, we're receiving an error. Everything's all right in there, right?
I think it's a. It could be the quality of the internet speed, but okay. It seems if anybody, let us know if there's any issues with the stream. Okay. Andrew Johnson said,
maybe he just wanted to touch his face. just caress the guy's cheek with his elbow. These were two different, by the way, both Maxime Cheneau, but in the beginning of the match from behind, he was literally grabbed and then dragged down backwards.
Yeah.
And he just sat there like this, you know, with his arms out like,
it was.
Are you not going to give me
Trish Murphy said, but his emails. Okay.
CJ Hicks. It says, you guys look okay from here. All right, cool. All right. We're getting some errors that there might not be smooth streaming. So just let us know if we're receiving any problems. The video does seem to lag a little bit. All right. We'll see if we can take care of that. Maybe it's because we're also both. You know, streaming it. So you might want to do this right here and just hit the pause button there.
Okay.
Maybe that
we're using too much of the bandwidth. Okay. The Thomas Thorne just said, finally, lunch with my favorite Northern. it sounds like the South has seceded. You know what I mean?
Also, Thomas said Alexis's thumb strength is unreal from all that email swipe deleting. I mark everything as red if it's like from these communications that we have. Now, like sometimes teams will send us like media availability. I'm like red. red, dude.
This is what Alexis does with the privilege of access to all these different teams. Dude. He's like, yeah.
I mean, if I need to go back, I'll go back. But most of the time, it's just red.
But let's talk about Chicharito and the
man. Just Sandy is calling us to freeze again. Now this is the production quality of CSPN, bro.
So let's talk about Chicharito and his goal. The goal came from just a bad giveaway.
Terrible giveaway.
Keaton Parks kept
it at his foot for a little too long.
Yeah.
But I think the best part about this goal was Chicharito's late run.
Yeah. You
know, Chicharito saw that, pointed down, and took off, and no defender went with him.
But this is the interesting thing. Chicharito, he did make a great run, but if you watch the play, the Galaxy gave the ball away before NYC gave the ball away.
Yeah.
And Chicharito is physically frustrated. He's like, he makes it like, oh my God, how do you get, oh, okay, pass it here. You know what I mean?
Oh, he Ronaldo?
he
was Ronaldoing?
He adapted to the moment very quickly.
Well, maybe he was just thinking outside the box. He's playing chess. Checkers. He's a couple steps ahead. He's like, if I pretend I'm frustrated, the defender's not going to notice me make this run right here.
Exactly. So,
what a little bit of a cutback. Defender slides past him.
Chanel, yeah. I mean, it was a great goal. Great play. Absolute rocket. Sean Johnson couldn't do
There's
anything.
There's nothing you could.
Frustrating for NYCFC because it's like, oh, like so close to at least having a point, decent start to the season on the road. It's kind of heartbreak, 90th minute to lose the game that way. But all credit to the Galaxy. They did. I didn't expect them to play that well defensively. So I think they deserve that win.
They showed you some.
They did because they were wild bad last year and they couldn't defend them. They played pretty well.
I think at the end, though, I think, you know, NYCFC fans almost aren't too worried, right? We haven't really played at home yet.
Yeah.
You know, we've been playing in CONCACAF Champions League. We went up against LA Galaxy. It took them until the last second to beat us. I'm fine with that. As an NYCFC fan, fine. Now, if we go to Vancouver and we don't play well, a little worried.
Yeah, you don't want to start that way.
But then again, didn't we start slow last season? I think we all know how that ended, right?
Okay.
I don't know if there's any Red Bull fans in the chat. You might want to let us know.
Joe Whitlock and Crimson Pizza are mentioning the Chicharito's pregame look. The when he walked up. Purple pants.
Looking like an extra from a Bad Bunny video. That was wild.
There's, you know, we've seen, this is becoming, more normal from social media, the social media teams from of all the clubs. And, the fit that people arrive in, you see it online. And some teams, you know, like FC Dallas, I would say their style is, there's not anybody that goes with like, wild color or just crazy sort of looks. It's like
they're muted.
But like fashionable
classy
suits, you know, like a Reto Ziegler, you know, that is like the look, you know, that they go. But Chicharito went full just like he kind of looked like
someone in the Instagram post said it looked like he hit. Oh, it was my boy Max. He put like, homie said yes to every Instagram ad.
Right.
It really does look like the algorithm figured out he wanted to look like he was getting them eggs, you know, on Easter.
He had like, not bell bottoms, but like big purple pants. He looked like something like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo would wear.
It didn't look bad. It was just overwhelming.
It was just, I don't think I've seen Chicharito dressed like that. And
right.
It definitely called, it demanded a response. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? You can't just see that dude walk by and be like, oh, okay, that's Chicha.
You know what? There's a lot of times in fashion, right? If you're going to an event, they'll have your impact fit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, okay, you're wearing this because you want to look classy. You're wearing this because you want to look like you showed up and you did your thing. And then, you want to wear this because you want to make an impact. You know what I mean? What is the Zendaya wore that Prada dress with the metal spine on the back? And everyone was like, whoa, that's an impact.
Mm.
Well, get out the way, Zendaya. Because Chicharito's in here looking all types of bright.
Okay. He's like, he's one of the kids in Euphoria, dude.
No, he looks like the light in Euphoria.
Jay Hicks said looking like a peacock. Yeah. Joe Willock said ATL all wear the same suit pre-match. Yeah, that's Atlanta. They've been doing that, and that's their look.
Steve Curlo put, "Who do you think you are? I am looking dude.
Bowling shirt.
That's one of the greatest." Did you ever see this? Who's that guy from SNL that has the sketch? The sketch show on Netflix now that's like super weird, like the hot dog costume guy.
Tim, I forgot his last name.
Yeah. That guy, he did a whole sketch based on that guy, and it was all things like, "Where are you going? I'm there." he's like a golfer with like weird glasses. It's just the best. But who do you think you are? I am.
So, but no, shouts to Chicha. I mean, you know, seeing him succeed is obviously, I think, important, not just for the Galaxy, but for MLS overall. Another player, another Mexican.
We got a little more fashion talk. Christina said, "I prefer their own styles instead of all the suits from the Beckham era."
Okay,
right. Everyone arrived in suits. I kind of agree with that.
It's interesting.
I want to see someone dressed like Dipset.
It's interesting because I think there's a psychology behind it as well, because there is
you knew me. Like, you know when you would go to school dressed up crazy first day?
What did Chicha read Eat, Pray, Love? What?
Yo, Chicha got his group back?
No, I think there's a psychology to it, because even Atlanta United, the players all wearing the same thing. There's a unity that I think... That develops a culture of like, we're all, nobody's better than the other. Yeah, and little things like that about what you wear, I think could help with that. So it's sort of like the army. I'm not saying that every club needs to do that, but I think that's kind of the reason sort of behind it.
I got to admit, I hate the idea of that.
Okay.
Everyone dressed the same? Like, what are we, you know?
You don't like wearing a suit. You don't feel good in a suit.
Just the same on the pitch. Why would you do that on your way to the pitch?
You don't feel like confident in a suit. And when you're around other dudes in suits, you feel like you're, you know, taking control of your community, you know?
I think this is for people who never worked in like corporate, like executive level corporate. I'm done with suits.
Mm.
I'm done. It's just the same shitty person with a jacket. It's really all it is. It's the same. People have said this to me, like, "Oh, doesn't it feel good to wear a suit?" No longer. Or my friend said, "Oh, when I wear a tie, I feel like I'm doing something." I'm like, "You're not doing anything. I've known you your whole life. You're just wearing a tie. That's the only difference."
But how you're perceived by the world, you know? Some people think, like, when you see a dude wearing a suit, you're like, "All right, he's doing something. He's doing something with his life."
Depends on the cut, to be honest with you.
All right.
Okay. I'm a good judge of suits. I'm a pretty good judge of suits.
Guy who never wears a suit is a good judge of suits.
Buddy, I had some expensive ones. Dude, I've once spent $2,500 on a suit.
Yikes.
You know, buddy, I feel like $1 billion.
I got fitted for my suit for the wedding, and it was like... It was like $500. I'm like, this is insane. Who?
You get to keep it?
Yeah, it's my suit.
That's beautiful.
I got a custom suit.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
MTM?
MTM.
Made to measure?
Yeah, I did made to measure,
very
yes.
Nice. Look at that. Not bad. I knew that from the price.
Alexis complimenting me for the first time on this show.
Wait till I see it. But no, you have the body type for like a nice Euro cut suit.
Right, right. Okay.
I wear a Euro cut suit. Everyone's like, "If that man eats one croissant, it's over."
Everybody in the chat, feel free to compliment my body, okay?
But I wear a European cut suit. They're like, "What country in Europe?"
So, okay.
I remember what I wore the first day. South Pole t-shirt, jeans, and white Air Force One. Yo, Crimson Pizza was there to rob somebody, bro. I bet you that South Pole t-shirt had the same colors that Chicharito's shirt had.
I've never... South Pole. I've seen people wear it. I've
you
seen
never
it.
Had it.
I never wore that.
Mecca? Did you ever go Mecca?
Mecca, no.
Anichi?
No.
Wow. PMB?
Maybe Polo was like the baggiest big stuff I wore. Polo.
No, but like...
No.
Like dirty hip-hop t-shirt.
No, that wasn't me at all. I never did that. I was too skinny. I was too small.
Yeah, medium was heavy. Medium was a baggy. Dude, I've been wearing double XL since
I'm wearing a small. Everybody's like, you and Dan Franchise, boy? What's all this about?
Sir, your tee is dragging.
What is it? 90s night?
Yeah, I know. Damn, excuse me. Are you counting stacks in your white tees? I like the ACFC jackets, Christian.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah.
I have one as well. Doesn't fit.
What are you going to do? You shouldn't got the Euro cut.
Silhouette Rocks. Alexis using that modeling club lingo. You know your boy knows the difference between an MTM and a bespoke from a mile away.
Okay.
From a mile away.
Steve Grady is a triple five soul.
Yo, triple five soul. Remember Triple Fat Goose?
Yeah. Did I have a Triple Fat Goose? My brother did. I don't know if I did.
Triple Fat Goose was if you couldn't afford Canadian Goose.
Okay, I didn't even know of Canada Goose at the time.
No,
I feel like I just started seeing Canada Goose.
Like, there's not three of them, and they ain't fat. I ain't worried about
literally like 6-7 years ago, and then I was like, oh, everybody's wearing these. They're warm, I guess. I mean, let me look one up. I'm like, they're like $1,300 for a coat. I'm like, get out of here.
When I went to Canada, I was like, no, because of the exchange rate, it's going to be even cheaper here. And they were on sale, and they were like 1,400 Canadian. I'm like, bro. You can't exchange rate me, man. I wore P. Miller. No Michael Raymond. You know who P. Miller was?
No.
That's, what's his name? Who's the dude from No Limit?
Master P.
It's Master P's. Oh my God. P. Miller. Damn.
Nick Red said Christian was definitely not made to wear Fat Farm. I did not.
No, 100% not. More baby fat.
I actually.
Crimson Visa said I got that shirt for graduating. This is some wild immigrant shit. You get a South Pole t-shirt as your graduation
bro,
gift.
This is
let's go.
Immigrant parents, yo, they look
they're
for
like,
the
deals. Mira, ponte ese hip-hop. Ponte el hip-hop ese.
Dude, they're looking for deals. All right.
Bro, they brought that in plastic at the swap meet.
Speaking of baby fat, some people know, don't know, I did IT for years. I worked for Sean Jumbo. I used to do freelance work all the time. And sometimes I used to work for some like celebs, right. And I actually did IT work for Kimora Lee Simmons. Formerly, she was married.
I want to interrupt you for a second because Crimson Pizza put. Anybody remember Fat Farms? And we can tell you're a big dude because it's just Fat Farm, my friend. Fat Farms is where they sent you on the in the summer.
Man,
that is not a plural. It is a fat farm.
Yeah, yeah. They go to adjust your eating habits. But no, I actually did IT work for Kimora. She ran Baby Fat.
Yeah, yeah. Kimora Lee Simmons was Baby Fat.
And actually, she had like a server, like an email server at her home, and I was like fixing it and stuff like that.
Hillary Clinton was using emails, dude.
So yeah. Okay, back to some soccer.
Oh, was it Enichi or NYC? No, it was NYC with an E in front at the end, and it was pronounced Enichi.
Yeah, I thought it was Enichi.
It could be Enichi or Enichi, but it's the Che in there.
Okay.
Black shell toes, black jeans, and a bowling t-shirt, mohawk, and spike belt finishes. Damn, bro. Were you on the cover of London Calling?
What is that? I mean, that's quite the look. Jesus. You were at a Disturbed concert, I guess. All right.
Oh, you went to I Hate My Parents High School. That's that fit right there with the. You ever see those dudes with the safety pin through their lip?
Yeah.
Pierce themselves. You're like Jesus Christ.
I've seen that,
buddy.
Seen that. Okay. All right, back to some soccer. Let's talk about, as somebody mentioned, Angel City. Let's talk about women's soccer a little bit because this was a big
Loso,
story.
More like, oh no.
So obviously, you may have seen this online if you're in American soccer Twitter, especially. Hope Solo has made a deal. She's to start a podcast with SiriusXM.
What could go wrong? If those of you who don't know Hope Solo, if Zlatan Ibrahimovic was angry and had a microphone in front of him and a little bit of truth serum, that's who Hope Solo is.
Right.
She was a goalkeeper for the women's national team. She was fired from the women's national team.
Right. For
you don't get fired as a player often.
Yeah,
you just get left off. But she was removed, something unjustly, but she was
right. And it was after her comments, I guess, against Sweden, and it caused a lot of controversy in the after the Olympics where they lost to Sweden.
She also don't take no shit. Like, she's just one of them players. Like, she don't take shit.
Right. And she was also, you know, there were personal issues. She had an accusation about fighting her nephew or so.
Yeah,
it
was
the charges were dropped.
There were domestic violence charges. I don't know if they what happened, but they were against her, not She didn't.
Right. Yeah. So there's obviously controversy, but she's also, obviously acknowledged as one of the greatest goalkeepers, in the world.
History, yeah.
Right. So we all can accept that. She's a great player. Definitely a lot of attitude, courage and personality. Right. Everyone accepted that. And that's, you know, when you have a very good player, sometimes they might be, have whatever, an attitude or something, or might be difficult to work with or play with or whatever. But you appreciate them, that they're on your team and, you know, getting you championships and stuff like that. So
she starts a podcast.
Right.
And here's the thing, right? Like, you're going to have someone who's a strong, controversial personality, right?
Yeah.
Who a lot of people maybe have some guesses about how they, you know, maybe lean socially. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who do you have as your first guest? Yeah. Right, you want to start it off positive, right? Maybe you bring on a former coach, someone that loves you. No. Let's bring on Carly Lloyd to talk for the first time in like 3 years.
And she's delivered all the smoke, because the clip this is the first clip that she shares about the podcast.
I'm going to let you guys peek behind the curtain a little bit. Right now, when we make an episode of our show and we decide to release a clip, we often will say, you know what we should do? We should take the funniest clip. Mm-hmm. What's the little piece of this show that's going to put us in the best light, that's going to make someone want to say, I need to see that, I need to hear that? So what's the best thing that happened? Let's put that out. If this is the best thing that happened, oh no, what is the rest of this
I'm going to assume this was completely intentional, right?
Because it is a controversial
thing. It's a controversial thing. Let's go.
But they're also like, here's the other thing. I mean, whatever. If you haven't seen it, there's a conversation, but I agree with you. If it's controversial, but they're like lightly stepping in controversy.
Right.
Buddy,
lean in.
If you're going to say it, say it with your chest, my James.
So if you haven't seen the clip, it's essentially Hope and Carly Lloyd. And Carly really just saying that she hated playing for the U.S. women's national team the last few years. She said that she hated the culture around the team. They keep saying the word the culture.
Don't say hated. She said she didn't enjoy.
No, she said I hated it. I'm quoting.
You know what? I believe she would have said hated too.
She said I hated. She said the word hate. So that's fine. If that's how she felt, I'm accepting that. But the reason she hated it, she keeps saying the culture of the team was not the same.
But now, because we as fans know her, now we have to guess what that means.
Right.
And it's not, culture doesn't mean like, you know, everybody show up early and bring snacks. You know what I mean? By culture, she means like too diverse.
Yeah.
Oh, too diverse in thought.
We have to interpret it, right?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Now we have to figure out what that means. And the fan bases are suggesting that this might mean that it's a little too progressive.
Yeah, and if Thomas says it right here in the chat, says cable news tactics, which is like almost we're just putting it out there. We're not saying that. Right. And it's like, well, this is what you want to rile people up
by
being so vague about it.
Right.
So if that's the move, then this is what the reaction is going to be. And if you look at Hope Solo's tweet with the clip, you know, there's a lot of people flaming her. And I love, well, you know what I love, especially when people do this. I think this started with like BTS or something like that. I remember seeing this, but fan cams where people make these like montages.
I thought you meant the K-pop group.
yeah, that's what I meant. BTS, okay, yeah. But they would do this with, like, the K-pop fans would make these right there. They make fan cams and little montages of like players or a celebrity that they like, of one of the or whatever. And they were then now somebody did this with and they only highlighted all the black players in the U.S. women's national team.
They have a photo of all the black players and it says culture. See, this is what I'm talking about.
But this is what you're going to open yourself up to.
If you're going
to
put it out there and you're not going to say it, you're not going to like name names, so to speak.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. And also, knowing Carly strictly from media, she's not going to come out and say, no, this isn't what I meant.
Right.
This is going to continue to linger out there. And now this is her first episode, bro.
What is the culture that they're frustrated with?
I think, I'm going to say it's the inclusiveness, also the way they treated that girl who said she didn't want to play with, she didn't want to wear the gay pride.
Right. Maybe, sure.
The fact that the rest of the team kind of banded to get her off the squad, I think that's what they mean. Because it's no secret that Carly, you know, I don't know how she voted, but she certainly leans a certain way.
Well, yeah, she didn't. I guess the thing that comes to my mind specifically was the kneeling during the anthem to protest for George Floyd,
right.
and policing and all that stuff. And if that is the culture that you don't like,
right.
Like I don't really feel that much sympathy. For you, like, what is difficult about that culture?
Are the fans wrong? And you're talking about a different culture.
I don't know. Like, it seems like a strange.
Maybe, imagine this whole thing is like, remember, I can't believe they got rid of those fruit snacks.
Why would you think of this?
No. You should have said that.
Yeah, all I can assume is it is a deliberate choice to have this conversation in this particular way.
Andrew Johnson said, "Hope Solo shows up to podcast with boxing gloves and a box cutter." Yo, dead ass. And really, it's not even her. I mean, you know, she's not, I don't want to say instigating, but there's a reason why you have this conversation. There's
right.
a reason why.
And
she agreed also. So Hope Solo was like, yeah, you know me, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's just me and you in the room watching our stupid shows. Fox News.
Tucker Carlson.
Away at it. I'll say this much. They weren't watching the entertainment sports program.
I'm like, yeah, why are you watching reruns of Tucker, bro?
Damn, bro. From the Obama administration.
You need to see it again? Why you got this all DVR'd, bro? Yeah. Just absurd. So look, they open themselves up to jokes, to ridicule, to criticism. I assume that is what they want. You put out this clip. This is what you expected, and this is what you want, and you're getting a sort of, so I don't imagine, you know, Hope or Carly are like, oh my God, how are they reacting? Like, you knew everyone would react this way. It's interesting because look, Carly just, you know, had her farewell. A lot of people are huge fans of her. Yeah. A lot of young girls, like, you know, we would go Gotham
Carlson
games.
Carlson Lloyd.
What does that mean?
Yo, Thomas.
It's
fucking destroy me with
it's
that
look,
one.
I'd be lying if I said, like, hearing stuff like that from someone who, you know, like, she's a legend in the game, without a doubt.
Yeah, but
it's just a little disappointing.
I think part of the reckoning that we've gone through as a country over the last like 6 years, let's say, I think part of that is we're gonna have to start to accept that if we're gonna give our athletes unbridled ability to get in front of us with their opinions, we're gonna have to come to grips with the fact that we're not gonna like them all.
You know? Which is fine.
Like, same thing with, like, yo, rap was better for me when I didn't really get your live opinion in a car. You know what I mean? Like, yo, stop saying this dumb shit because I like your music and now I can't listen to it anymore.
Right.
Because you wouldn't have said that, your publicist wouldn't have allowed this to be printed in a magazine article had you said this or for an interview with a newspaper. And that's where we are with our athletes. But I also think as fans, it's our right that if you're going to say something we don't like, we get the right to tell you that.
Sure.
That's what the whole point of these mediums are.
It does make me think about and trying to be objective, even about, like, even if I don't agree with Hope or Carly or whatever. Like, you start a podcast in soccer. You want soccer fans to listen to what you have to say. You want them to listen to your interviews. And then it's like, it's not to say that it's easy to pander to conservative people or to wherever those people lean or whatever. But it's just like, I don't know if it's not necessarily easy because you're going to deal with backlash, but it's like, whack. You know what I mean? It's like corny.
It's corny. It's
just you're just like not liking the progression so many marginalized people have made during your tenure while you were employed.
Right.
That you're just like, oh, I hate going to work because I have to hear Rapino talk about, you know, right. LGBT rights or whatever. It's like,
I wanted to meet the president.
it's stuff like that.
Yeah. So to me, it's just selfish and it's not very squad like. You know, normally you do things for the team, and that doesn't seem to be what's happening.
It feels a little bit like, I mean, we've met and interviewed so many U.S. Women's National Team players. We've spoken to Megan Rapinoe. I mean, had actual one-on-one conversations.
She's who we were before we got there.
Just, I mean, not only is she like a kind and gracious person, but she's also like, you can tell how driven she is about her beliefs and, yeah. and all the work that she's done to,
enough where we were like, dude, you definitely want to be in politics. And she's like, no. And we're like, well,
and
shocked.
How can, if you're a U.S. women's national team player playing right now and you see that and you see Carly say that, how do you not feel like, yo, why this lady was two-faced or like pretending to
or maybe
be?
Maybe they knew who she was.
Or maybe
behind closed doors. Yeah.
But it didn't seem that way during her farewell tour. Everybody was showing love and giving her respect. Legend. She's still a legend, but it just seems odd. Right. I would feel a little bit backstabbed.
Like what if Kid Rock saved you from a fire?
Leave me in here, kid.
Damn. I gotta
be nice to this guy. Why gotta be Mr. Rock? Damn.
He's carrying me out. I'd be like, yo, what's up with your opinion? But Crimson Pizza said Fox Sports calls and wants you to cover the World Cup, but you have to pick Hope Solo or Jeff Cameron. Who do you choose? First of all, incredible question.
Both.
I want. And then I'm yanking on the plane. What is it? Wheel? Stick?
Anyway.
But who do you pick?
Who do I pick between the two? I would have to go with Carly. Just less.
I thought it was Hope. No, it's Hope Solo or Jeff Cameron.
Oh, I thought it was Carly or Jeff Cameron. Between the two.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say something wild every time I get a chance.
Yeah.
Who would be the first to punch me?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
You
right?
might be safer with Jeff there.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like Gabe would be like, I can't punch this dude. It's bad PR. Meanwhile, Hope Solo's like, I've been meaning to punch this dude.
I mean, the bad PR is just putting on the FC Cincinnati shirt. Yeah, yeah.
Remember? He ain't helping. Maybe if they just had like an insurgency. Which one? Remember during when we used to do the show from the radio station?
Yeah.
We would end most episodes with like, I'm so sorry. Our guest was supposed to be Hope Solo, but she got into a fight with the security guard. Remember?
We would say that. We did do that from time to time. Okay.
Oh, that was so great.
Look, we're going to roast you a little bit.
It's just, Thomas says, I feel like Hope is more likely to attack. 100%. 100%.
So, look, it's controversial. I'm probably going to be on the lookout. I'll probably listen to this interview just to stay informed and get upset.
but as one does.
You got what you wanted, yeah. Okay? Okay. So the what else did?
Oh, Sergio Ramos.
Sergio Ramos. So yeah, this was a rumor that I saw yesterday.
I mean, look, the rumor starts with people know that there is an exit clause in his contract. He can leave a PSG for greener pastures if he desires, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we'd all agree it hasn't worked out, right?
Well, he was injured when he first signed.
Yeah, it hasn't been great, mm-hmm. right? It's not exactly going to the plan. Granted, he was free, but his wages are probably crazy. So now he has a chance, supposedly, to go to MLS. And look, Arsenal is the same as MLS in the sense that it gets dangled a lot for transfers to up the price, you know? And even though it's not really transfer market time right now, Sergio Ramos is rumored to be going MLS, which I think is a good move for him. But the place in particular that they're saying he's going to go to is LA Galaxy. Doesn't Miami make more sense?
Sure.
His boy Bex.
I mean, it doesn't. Him moving to MLS at all doesn't really make any sense.
How?
He is.
Imagine he ends up like Cincinnati.
So, arm in arm with Jeff Cameron.
And this guy's.
He's
really
injured. He's just dealing with a lot of injuries. I don't think it's a safe bet, and it's going to cost too much. He has to be a DP. LA Galaxy doesn't have any DP slots available. I don't see it working out. I don't see the point. It's also not an exciting move. I don't think it makes the league better.
I really disagree with you. I think because you're not a Real Madrid stan, of which there are hundreds of thousands, sure. millions even, mm-hmm. even in this country, because you're not one of those guys, I don't think you understand the weight that his name carries. Let us know in the chat right now if you think, and if you're listening to this after the fact, so you know, tweet at us. What do you think? Sergio Ramos, definitely up there in age, probably a little bit injury prone, probably not the safest bet, but still, honored to have him in the league, no?
Would it be cool? Sure. Would I think he would do that well? No, I don't think he would do
He'd
that
bring
well.
A lot of attention to the league. What do you think Don Garber's thinking?
Donnie G is
become Don G. Real quick.
I honestly don't think he would be that excited about it. I think there would be better moves. The MLS
name a better move.
Neymar, whatever. That's not the point.
Totally different caliber. Of people of his, of that age, of that ilk. Look at how crazy the world went with Insigne coming over. Granted, he's 31 and can still play. If Sergio Ramos has won Champions League more times than he can count, you know, probably because of all the head injuries. that man comes to MLS. That's a big move. And I still think, even though MLS is in a retirement league the way it used to be, and even though it's much more of a selling league, and you're seeing some incredible young players getting moved over to Europe and developing in MLS and becoming superstars or big names in Europe, even though you're seeing that, there's still that part of MLS that kind of can still use one or two big names being sprinkled in.
Look, I'm not saying it would be a bad thing to happen, but I honestly don't even think he would be that. Even if he went to the Galaxy, I don't even think he would be that helpful. I think he's still a risk based on how old he is and the fact that he's been injured a lot these last 2-3 years.
Charlotte will take him.
I'm sure they will. Look, is he attractive? Does he have a lot of followers?
Yes.
Of course. From a marketing sense, it would work perfectly fine. I'm not arguing that at all. The other...
Look, Thomas said it. Ramos is a bait and switch. Get people in the door. Get them hooked.
Look at that.
Pirlo came here. He was 95 years old.
Is Thomas dealing drugs on the side? I mean, is really...
Is he wearing that South Pole shirt right now?
You have a system.
Jay Hicks said Ramos to MLS would be great. Doesn't matter how old he is now or really what he does. It'd be a lot of marketability for the team that he signs for. Think about League's Cup. Think about MLS All-Star. It would be huge to have a player of his ilk
in the league. If he even sees the pitch, bro.
Dude, even if he's only healthy for MLS All-Star, it would be fun.
Eric Keating just said, Falcao to PDX. That'd be dope. I would love to see Falcao in MLS. Right now he's at Rayo Vallecano, I believe.
Who?
Falcao.
Oh, that's right.
Radamel Falcao. He would be great. Speaking of Portland, we didn't talk about
Portland. Don't call him Sergio's red card Ramos for no reason. Then go to Arsenal.
I do very quickly the goal of Yimi Chara scoring that bicycle kick against New England Revolution.
Yeah, what did it? Bounced off a guy's head and then he saw
Andrew Farrell, he was going to clear it. I think it hit the other center back and then it hit Farrell's shoulder, bounced off his shoulder.
To Yimi Chara with no one around him.
Nobody around him. Because you don't even think this ball could get to Yimi Chara. There's two center backs there. The ball moves 1 inch in any other direction. That ball is cleared and it's all good. But the fact that it took that bounce and it's up, it feels like it's up in the air forever. Immediately, I think, oh man, Yimi's gonna trap this one and just get a nice crack.
Then he turns around and you're like, what is Yimi trying to think, bro?
Yimi, you're doing too much right now. You're not even facing the goal and the ball is about to fall right
at you. Yimi, you're about to go the wrong way, Papa.
You're facing our goal. You're doing it wrong. And bro, absolutely insane bicycle kick.
Incredible.
First night of Major League Soccer, a nationally televised game.
And those beautiful pink rose kids.
Yeah.
Or purplish. I'm sure where they are. Maybe rose color. That could have been it.
But
absolutely incredible.
A great game. Yeah. It ended 2-2. That was the last goal of the game. But I thought both teams were pretty impressive. I thought Sebastian Lletget scores his goal.
That's right.
For his first goal from New England Revolution. And but I thought
Mr. Becky G.
Exactly. Go check out our interview with both of them if you haven't. But I didn't think Portland would come back from this game, especially when Lletget scored that second goal. But it was a good. I like when I see a good MLS match, but when it's a nationally televised one, I'm like.
And a highlight goal.
Yeah, dude.
All right, come on.
And they also Asprilla just did this like 3-4 months ago.
Right.
Wild ass bicycle kick from outside the box.
Goal of the season in the first game of the week. I mean, first week of the year. Let's go.
Pretty.
It's like, I'm going to get that goal of the year on the first day. Look at that guy, Michael Raymond. Just sent Ramos to Manchester United. I'm sure they dish out a lot more money for him for no good reason at all. Jay Hicks. All right, dude. Tell us how you really feel, my Jay. Eric Keating said that was fun to see. Great to see you, Eric Keating. Thank you so much for hanging out in the chat. Yeah, no, happy to see, a little positivity coming to Portland.
Exactly, yeah.
They need that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously, you all saw the signs in the stands. It was obviously a pretty ridiculous. It's a very challenging situation that the fan, I think it's tough being a Timbers fan and a Thorns fan right now. I feel for everybody in PDX because it's like they hate their owner.
Well, you got to fight for what you want.
Yeah.
So if you're unhappy with something, you got to let them know. Hit that like button if you haven't already. It really helps us out, by the way. We got, a bunch of you watching and a lot less likes. So if you hit the like, that would be dope. Again, it lets the YouTube algorithm know, like, hey, man, these guys are taking this whole YouTube thing serious.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
They've been here for a while not doing nothing.
Another thing I wanted to mention was NYCFC signing midfielder.
Youngest player ever?
Maximo Carrizo.
Bro, and have you seen the highlights of this kid?
I have.
Wow.
14.
They've made their way to Europe. I've seen some of the European channels or accounts that I follow posting about it with his highlights. Kid's looking like a star.
So he is 14 years old. They signed him on his birthday. Uh-huh. So he is officially the youngest MLS player in history. He's the youngest. RSL had the youngest by a couple hundred days or something like that.
Kid who looked like he's like 40.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Alex, right?
I forgot his name, but he looked like, it's what we do in Dominican Republic where you just laugh.
Your birth certificate's written in crayon.
He's 12. Yeah, I'm sure he's 6'4", but, we're just built different.
Where is he's outside smoking a cigarette. I mean,
it's legal here.
Playing with blocks.
No, but pretty wild.
He's on the phone with his ex-wife. I mean, mom.
We've spoken to academy coaches, right, specifically for NYCFC and some other clubs. But, from what we've heard, is NYCFC is building one of the best youth academies, arguably in the world, far as like from a data science perspective, and they're really kind of preparing these kids to be professional athletes in a way that I think other MLS clubs are. FC Dallas is
there's a
couple other ones,
but I think
for
City Football Group's sort of technology,
yeah,
also taking a talent rich area like New York, 8.5 million people just in the city alone that have not really had these opportunities prior.
Right.
Obviously, Red Bull has an academy, but just to take the skill set that, the scouting network has for City Football Group and then add a market like New York City on top of that, I honestly don't think you could have enough scouts in the city to find all the talent there is.
Right.
I mean, look at what they've done already with Gio Reyna.
Scouts in the City. It's a spinoff of Sex in the City.
Yeah, right. But still a Peloton kill somewhere. But you saw what they did with Gio Reyna. You saw what they did with Jack Harrison. You've seen what they've done with Scali and some of these other kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolute incredible level of talent here in the New York City area.
I think what's even more impressive about it is that NYCFC has not been around that long. It's like FC Dallas, you kind of understand that they've been around since the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For them to build to that point and they're shipping players to Germany and making huge money off of it. But for a team to be in the league 7 years and to get to this point and this is a monumental thing. It's a young kid. Obviously, he's not going to see playing time probably not until he's like 17 or 18 years old, realistically, unless
he's already training with the first team.
Right. But you can't throw a child you're going to have Diego Charles Marquez, this little 14-year-old boy.
You're going to learn today. Scouts in the city got too many minors for me to watch. All right, Thomas. I didn't know about your court case. Andrew Johnson says, yo, how about some love for New Jersey's own Derek Etienne Jr.? Dude, tons of talent in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area.
Right, yeah. Also, Derek Etienne doing the gritty after his goal. They won.
Spell it with two T's, my G. He's from Patterson.
It was dope to see. I don't think I mentioned this. Did I even tell you this?
Said Alexis finally going to get his white van. It's for scouting purposes only.
Trying to win the league.
Damn, bro. The candy's mine. I'm not sharing that.
We absolutely like seeing Derek Etienne succeed. I think he got a goal and maybe an assist. In that game. He's balling out of control. But actually, I was on the same flight as Derek Etienne from MLS Cup. He was in Portland.
Yeah, you were telling me about, like, you spoke to him for a little bit.
Yeah. And so we were on the same flight, and we were chatting a little bit. I think our flight was delayed a little bit.
Right.
And it was just so... This is why I love Derek, because he keeps it... He's just, like, 100% himself and honest. He was just like, damn, yo, I didn't want him to win, man. He still has that Red Bull heart.
He's a kid from Jersey.
He's a kid from Jersey, so you got to love it. And he was like, you know, I'm happy that he got his MLS Cup with Columbus.
Right.
You know, that I think is comforting.
Oh, but, no. Him I like.
Yeah.
Team he used to play for. Not a huge fan.
So, but he's one of the most authentic dudes in this league, man. And he even said when he was doing the gritty, he didn't do the fingers over the eyes, because I think that's like it might be like a blood thing. Or
oh, no, it's a gang.
It's a gang thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, I ain't getting fined by the league by doing any gang signs.
Yeah.
So he kept it, you know, a little bit more conservative.
But I do, you know, what's funny about this, like, you know, the Pop Smoke dance, the twirl, which if you do the spin, that is something you do when your opponent suffers a loss. to see European football
take the biggest L
to the sky. to see, obviously we're not joking about that violence and stuff, but that spin is it's very much a gang related thing. And to see European footballers or like rappers, maybe not rappers, because they could certainly earn that.
Mm-hmm.
But to see like European footballers do these dances in their social media, I'm like, well, you better not do that in the Bronx.
Bro, you know, you're gonna have gang members being like, "Stop appropriating our culture." Yeah. That's our thing.
What sect of my gang are you in over in Scunthorpe, bro?
Oh my God, Joe Willock said, "Do you have any awkward interaction seeing an MLS player in public?"
Not awkward, but remember,
that was the type I said in pubic. I mean, that might be a little bit awkward.
Could it get more awkward? Shave. No, remember when we were in Philly, trying to make that sketch happen on the fly,
right?
And someone's like, "Hey, Sebastian Latou is hanging out in that bar," and we're like, what? And we're like, yo, you're Sebastian too. He's like, what's up, fellas? Want me to be in a sketch?
Yeah.
He was like, did you get a text?
He was like, way too on board.
He's like, no, it'd be even funnier is if you hit me in the face with a pie. I'm like, dude, Sebastian Latou.
What are you, from Vaudeville?
Take it down a notch, my Jake. Thomas said, I was really drunk and hugged Sebastian Latou. I think Sebastian Latou hugged you at a bar, dude. He's down for it.
But yeah, we haven't had too many... awkward. I wouldn't say awkward interactions. I mean,
no. I think the most awkward was high fiving Carly Lloyd.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did not want anybody.
We should. I mean, go back to old podcasts. We have all these. Damn.
I think she washed her hand after. She's like, "What is he? Spanish? Not in my country."
Just tell us what culture means. We'll stop.
You would have avoided all of this.
We will stop. If you just explain yourself a little bit. Because you're going to... Now we're going to assume, okay?
Uh-huh. Not our fault. Yours.
Okay. What else should we cover before we wrap up?
We're done.
We've been on here for a little bit. Everybody, again, thank you for hanging out. Hit the like button if you have not yet. Hit the subscribe button and subscribe to this channel. If you laughed even once, bro, hit that subscribe button.
Huge. Also, hey, while we were on, I want to thank Andrew Johnson for joining the Patreon. While we were on.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to you guys. We get those notifications. Please.
Just all unread in his phone. Which the high five was too diverse. I think there was a specific grease that I have in my hand now after that gentleman high-fived me. I saw Eric Winalda and yelled, "Hey, Eric," and looked at me and said, "I love you, man." And I said, "I love you."
Michael Raymond said, "I ran into Kobe Jones at the club." Okay. what dance move was he doing?
He's out there doing the running man. Yeah. So thank you for joining the Patreon. If you haven't already, hit that. If you can, join the Patreon. You get a ton of exclusives. We actually do a pre-show before we're live on these. And that goes out to all of our Patreon members. We're going to be doing a bunch of cool stuff. We already talked about the Pepper Mills interview is going to be up there. We've also got the full Molly McCann interview, which is going to go up.
Right.
We've got a bunch of stuff from our travels that we're going to try to put together and put up. We're going to try to give you guys a lot of behind the scenes. Those of you who are part of the Patreon got a chance to look around this comedy club with us. So a lot of cool stuff. If you want to join, it's just patreon.com/soccercooligans. It would mean the world to us.
Or shoutstous.com as well.
Boom. There you go.
Thank you, Ian, for doing that redirect of that. Okay. Thomas Thornton just said Caleb Wiley, future men's national team.
Bro, the way he just lightly tapped that ball and let it roll in.
It was great.
Mean.
Yeah, it was a great, great goal. Happy for him. I saw a video of his parents or family celebrating. Yeah. It was absolutely beautiful to see.
17, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Dom Dwyer.
Also, hugging him up. This is what I taught you.
Dom Dwyer, the pride of Cuckfield, getting his first goal for Atlanta United. First goal in, I think, over 2 years.
Since 2019.
Bro, a striker. I know he was injured for a bit as well. But, man.
He didn't score in MLS's back.
Oh, I think he was injured for MLS's back.
No, remember he like helped drag the stretcher onto the pitch.
Oh, okay, maybe forever. Yeah. But good for him, man. You saw how much it meant to him, and again, it's weird to see Dom Dwyer in Atlanta United shirt. A lot of Atlanta United fans were just like, "This is weird."
He seems to like it though.
But he's playing on a good team. It was a great game against Sporting Kansas City.
Thomas Thornton said behind the scenes of D beating Alexis with pasta. We're not going to share our bedroom videos with you guys.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you. Trish Murphy just said we needed another Caleb instead of the West. Dumb Caleb. Yeah. West Ham Caleb owned the name for like 2 weeks.
No. Eastside Atlanta Caleb coming through.
So, all right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you. If you're listening to this podcast, feel free to subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us a lot. Thank you for all the love. It's been fun getting to do this again live for people, being in the same room. A lot of people have been getting so many compliments of like, it's been, you know, just like Dom Dwyer hadn't scored in 2 years. We hadn't been together in the same room for a long time. And to be able to do this again, a lot of people are really enjoying it. So thank you for all the kind words and all
the
support. Okay, yeah.
Thomas Thornton said top tier Patreon. We have a crazy one up there. It's called Two Gully. It's $500 a month, but...
Yeah.
You get a private show from Christian. And I know why what that sounds like, but no, you think it right. No.
Why phrase it that way? We're being as vague as Carly and Hope Solo.
You're going to see a lot of cults.
But if this is something that interests you, we would travel to.
Somebody's already hit us up about it.
Yeah, we will travel to your city and we will do a private stand up show. For you and your friends.
If it's like your supporters group or whoever, even if you just want to come to a show that we'll do in that city, or if you want to, we'll hang out in your fucking living room and tell jokes. We do not care. Also, we go out to eat with you.
Yeah.
I rate the best pizza in your city. That's the top tier. Look, we know we put it up there thinking, dude, no one's going to bother us about this. Or maybe like a TV network will sign up for it or something and we'll do like a piece of content for them. But somebody hit us up week one was like, yo, I want to do this. But can we, instead of wait, because you have to wait a little while before that money comes in so we can afford to go to you and all that. But he was like, can we just do this now? I'll give you all the money now. And we're like, well, this is crazy.
So, shouts to the people who believe in what we're doing. We're trying to, it's nice to be in different locations and travel, but, you know, the dream is to have our own studio and do our own thing. And
that happens. Someone said, when will you have a home? When that Patreon number gets big.
Yeah. So we're trying. So look, we know our first goal in mind at 200 Patreon members. We will record the show from your childhood home,
Daisy's house, bro.
And we can go up to my parents' home and we'll do the show. Yeah.
Bro. That's so much better than us going, us taking, we will still take each other out to eat.
So please join the Patreon if you can. Okay.
Oh, Daisy's going to be so mad. That's my mother. She's going to be so mad. She's going to be cleaning for like 6 weeks before we go.
Because she's still trying to get the smell off from the last time he was there.
Too much culture up in here, Alex.
Crimes of Pizza said, she changed that reward to tier to, come on, you white bellies, tier.
Yeah, maybe we'll think about it. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe that's the. Maybe we'll just go to a Cuckfield town, game.
Bro.
Bro, that's a 500 or a 1,000. We get a 1,000 patrons, bro.
We'll go to Cuckfield town, okay?
We're going to Cuckfield, I'm bro.
And yeah, we're gonna watch.
And you know what? We're gonna enjoy ourselves.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Shout out to New York Comedy Club for letting us use this space. If you ever in New York, you want to see an incredible comedy show, come to New York Comedy Club.
There's two. There's one in the East Village. There's one here in Gramercy, both in Manhattan. And the coolest thing is, if you get tickets to a show, you come, first of all, the best comics in New York work, New York Comedy Club. The actual ticket allows you to come back for another show. Something they started doing after the pandemic. It's so cool.
Dope.
People, you get to see, like, if you're a tourist and maybe your plans fall through for a second night, you're just like, or maybe it's late and you're like, yo, let's go check out the late show. And you get to see a second comedy show for the same price. How incredible is that?
It's dope. It's a dope spot. I pretty much started my comedy career in this, like on this stage.
Obviously. This club used to be owned by a Cuban guy.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You know the name of the guy who originally owned it. We don't have to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Martino.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. And was probably one of the worst comedy owners in the industry. He actually had a George Foreman grill on the bar when you walked in, and he was
I remember that.
Wings.
Yeah, dude.
It was embarrassing.
It was like, oh, this is what comedy clubs are, right?
I just the Hollywood. Here I am.
So thank you, New York Comedy Club. Shout out to Brian producing the show for us today. Seriously, it's awesome to get some help while we do this. And yeah, we keep. Who knows what will be next week? So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and listen to the show. Watch live. It's always a lot of fun.
Thank you. Yes. Also, last thing. Also, if you ever want to be in a room while we're doing this, let us know. Maybe we'll do it in front of an audience. We haven't thought of that yet. We've been trying to just kind of get our groove back. You know what I mean? Feel each other out.
Right.
What's changed in the last 3 years? Where'd you get this mold? You know that. But hey, if you ever want to come hang out with us while we record it, let us know.
Thomas Thorne just said, 1,000 members, Alexis reveals his dad.
Yo, you know what? We get 2,500 members, 2,500 patrons. I will go visit my
Alexis dad. Will go and forgive his dad.
No.
He will go for 2,500, bro.
No.
You go and say, you know what?
I understand. 1,000 patrons.
He'll say, I understand why you left.
No. I'm going to go water under the bridge. Then I'm going to drown you and the magician's going to hold me.
Okay. Thank you for the suggestion. Lovely idea. I love it.
Bro, never. I'll sooner make Christian's dad my dad than do that. But yo, maybe we'll go visit my dad.
Okay. Yeah, 2,500. We both go to my dad to an AA meeting. Okay. We'll fix him. All right. He'll change.
Yeah. Just give him time. What's the unboxing address? Shoot us a DM. We'll send that to you. We were going to be doing some more unboxings like you've seen.
Yeah. You'll see a new one on Friday on YouTube. So go check that out.
So yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Join the Patreon and we will get our own studio. In the meantime, if you want to come hang out with us, if you want to see it, let us know. And if there's anywhere else you want to see us do this show from, please let us know. Thank you so much to New York Comedy Club. Thank you so much, Brian, for hooking this up. Beautiful cameras they have here. If you're in New York City and you don't go to New York Comedy Club, you failed. That's it.
Okay.
I love you guys.
All right, man. Peace, everybody.